Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. By the way, we are here tomorrow, but then we have Friday off because the Chicago Cubs are in town, so we don't get to play the News Hour on Friday. Doggone it. With us in studio is Clement Wilcox of Clement Wilcox & Associates. I've had the pleasure of knowing Clement for a long time, for several years anyway. We first met, I believe, it was through the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. And she has had a company called Everything Spanish, and she's been meeting people and talking to people cross-marketing for Latin America, and now has a holding company called Clement Wilcox & Associates. And probably what you don't know about Clement is that she's also a model. Welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Michael.
So let's pick up on, you were a model, right? Yes?
I am.
Yeah, and still am.
I still am. I do commercials for the Peak. My agent is the Peak Agency.
The Peak Agency. Very well-known agency, by the way.
Yes.
So when we talk about Latin America, you are from Colombia?
Colombia. Yeah, correct.
Very nice. And I asked you prior to you coming on, are you from interior or the coast? Where are you from in Colombia?
I am from the interior. My city is in the mountains. It's about 1.5 miles up.
Yeah, 1.5 miles up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And has beautiful weather. 70 degrees all year round.
that's tough to take.
It's like
here.
Iowa, right?
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Iowa in February, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you to the United States?
I came here because I needed to learn English. I didn't know the language at the time when I was young, and I thought I knew everything. Mm. I didn't choose to learn English. I learned French. And then one day I was asked, how's your English? And I said, what?
Un poquito.
¿Qué? ¿Qué? So that was the day that I decided to come here to learn the language.
Very nice. And you've learned it well.
Oh, well, I'm still learning.
Yeah. And you've parlayed this opportunity to be multilingual into a business. And tell us, first of all, about Everything Spanish. What was that or is that business? And what do you do for people?
Well, Everything in Spanish is a company dedicated to help American companies target the Hispanic market. The Hispanic market is
growing
exponentially, and the companies don't know what to do. They don't have an idea of the market, or not a clear idea, I may say. They may know some things. Some people have stereotypes. They think the Hispanics, and the Hispanics are 20 different countries with very different people and different attitudes and interests. So the reality is I do first an education process, trying to help people understand the culture better, to eliminate the stereotypes, and to try to get the best from their neighbors.
Now when we talk about how many different countries in South America?
20
different countries. Mm-hmm. And many people just think Hispanic and Mexican. Right?
Well,
I mean, that seems to be, until recently, when so many young children started to come through Mexico, through from Central America, because they were trying to escape all kinds of lousy things that were going on in that part of the country. That really, I think, started to put people into touch with, wait a minute, there's more south of the border than just Mexico. There's Ecuador, there's Colombia, there's Venezuela, many countries there that have huge populations and can be positive for local business.
Yes. It is natural. The Mexico being the neighbor is the country where you know, where people come more usually here. The majority of the population is from Mexico. The Hispanic population is from Mexico or Mexican heritage. But that doesn't mean that that other percentage doesn't exist or is not there.
Right.
And it is very important for people to know the differences between among the countries.
Now, when you talk about different cultures, you know, people tend to lump everybody together. Oh, the Latino, boom, and think that they know what they're talking about. But in fact, how are the cultures somewhat different?
Well, we have similarities, but we have big differences. And all of them come by history. We are influenced by big cultures, big Indian cultures. We had empires like the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Indians. They influenced the culture. Some of the culture, the countries in Latin America were a colony from different countries in Europe, Spain, Portugal, and
France.
So we have different languages, different customs, different foods. We look different.
And it's interesting that you should mention that, because there was there's a large African population that had been brought to these countries as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had slaves. A lot of people are not aware of that.
Right.
We did have slaves, and we have servants, and the Indians, many of the Indians were servants too. So there was a big mix. That's why we look different in certain places. The colonization was from Europe, like in the south of South America, Argentina and Chile. They are lighter due to that type of colonization, and is different in other countries.
When it comes to domestic marketing to domestic Latinos here in the United States, and I think many businesses, again, don't know exactly how to do that. Typically, many Latinos tend to do business in Latino-owned businesses now that they've started to come in here. What can Caucasian individuals learn about marketing to non-Anglos from someone like you?
Well, every company needs to learn from their market. You don't target East Coast as you target West Coast.
Right.
You have to learn those nuances. And it is the same for Latin America and for the countries in Latin America. And it's not the same a Hispanic who's born here than a Hispanic who's born abroad. And it's not the same a person who's born in Mexico than a person who's born in Argentina. There are totally different countries, totally different cultures. And what we do is to bring that information to them. We help them smooth that path and really target correctly every culture in every person who comes from Latin America or has Hispanic roots.
And again, here on the domestic front, here in the Des Moines Metro, for example, we have wide swaths of people from all kinds of backgrounds. Are there some things that retail businesses should know about the Latin American community in order so that they can become more, that the Latin American community can become customers of these retail shops?
Well, one big one that I always suggest to companies is to have bilingual employees.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because a lot of people say, why are they going to this other store? That it's because it's Hispanic? No, maybe because they have someone who speaks that language, and not everyone who comes here speaks English or feels comfortable using the language. So they may just go there because there is someone who can speak with them. And there are a lot of people who are looking for jobs and can find good opportunities in the American market, in the mainstream, if they are given the chance.
Now, there are some Latin American or some Spanish-speaking radio stations here in the Des Moines Metro, isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, and would you advise some retail people to maybe advertise on something like that, or even here at the Des Moines Radio Group, maybe do an ad or two in Spanish?
Well, what I invite people is to talk to us, and we can strategize. Not every company or every product or service can be treated the same. Not all of them can be target Hispanics the same way. So the best, I would say, say is maybe doing market research that we can do for them.
Know who your customer is.
Know who they want, know your audience, and target them better.
Very good. Clement Wilcox, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming in. So good to see you again.
Thank you for inviting me. I love this. This is a tradition, telling you about my business adventures.
I love it.
Thank you.
Her name is Clement Wilcox. And Clement Wilcox, you can find her. Just Google CLEMENWILCOX. And you can everything Spanish or Clement Wilcox Associates. For Julia Cola, who came in from Ankeny. No, I almost said Altoona. We had that on the brain. I want to thank her for talking about the business of recycling and trash. It's kind of interesting. Thanks so very much for having been with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Tyler and Jimmy and Mark and Mary. For all those folks and for our guests, Clement and Julie, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNX.